Welcome to Jump in Tucson. I'm your guest host, Lydia Aranda, in for Grant Krueger today, who is out on assignment. Jump in Tucson is a unique format show with different hosts covering a wide range of topics. Dr. Ed Ackerley hosts Mondays for Wonder, the good things happening at University of Arizona. Tuesday, General Ted Maxwell hosts the Engagement Hour. On Wednesday, Grant Krueger hosts, and on Thursdays, Tom Moulton talks about visitor attractions in Tucson. And we wrap it up every Friday with Dr. Ed Ackerley interviewing businesses and organizations with great success stories in Tucson. Today, our guest is Carolyn Gorse, Director of Community Engagement for Compass Affordable Housing. And our topic today, we're going to discuss, keeping in a theme with Grant and his usual topics, is food in community. Carolyn, welcome.
Thanks, Lydia, for having me on. I'm pleasure to be here.
Well, we're so excited to have you here, and I thought we'd have a little conversation today that blends what's happening in community, a little bit about Compass Affordable Housing and the initiatives you have going on there, because I'm very aware that they absolutely involve food. But before we get to that, I wonder if you might tell us just a little bit about you and your role. We understand that that's a newer role in the organization's continued evolution, as it's been around for 30 plus years.
Absolutely. I'm really thrilled to be a part of the Compass team. I've just finished 7 months there. I'm a native Tucsonan, so very proud of my heritage here in Tucson. The opportunity to work for a local organization that's helping people rebuild and restabilize their lives after homelessness is, I feel, a critical piece in the fabric of our community. And one of the things I get to do in my roles is be out in the community, talking to people, getting to know how we can work together, building collaborations, and sharing the work that we are doing, much like we're doing today. So thank you.
Well, wonderful. It's so great to have you here. And I think it's so important to be able to do that. So often we see nonprofits or even public agencies that have such a great mission, but the community may not know everything about it or all the resources that are available. Maybe you could tell us a little bit with Compass. Not only are you helping people with their home stability and home security journey, but you have multiple properties. Is that right?
Absolutely. So at Compass, we have three owned properties. We're very proud of those. The Alvord Court Apartments, Glenstone Village Apartments, and Downtown Motor Lodge. And each of them were built with our residents in mind to help provide a quality, affordable, low-cost housing for individuals and families. They have the support services on site, help people to connect with community services so that they can flourish, thrive, and build sustainable lives. You know, it's all a part of rebuilding neighborhoods, helping our community grow, creating lasting impact for families and individuals to build back up rather than just temporarily getting a connection for the night or for 90 days.
That's so wonderful. And I think that fits into the whole spectrum of opportunities and options that are available for folks facing different challenges, mm-hmm. depending on what may be going on in their different personal journey. And I love what you just said, that you have things available, you have resources, programs, initiatives on site. Mm-hmm. And I would imagine not everything under the sun, but probably the most important, and that you're constantly looking to see what else might be added. Is that correct?
Exactly. And you know, just having the opportunity to reach across the aisle and work with other great community organizations. We have so many in Tucson, and you know, at the end of the day, we're stronger when we work together, building those relationships, helping people to be them their best selves, find their way forward. So it's a great opportunity to work with other organizations as we serve the same population.
That's fantastic. Well, our theme today is food and community. And of course, food is one of those basics that not only people need, but also is a big industry. And if I might put one of my other hats as being engaged and on the board of the Minority and Small Business Alliance of Southern Arizona, we work with a lot of different retailers, small business owners who are in the food space in one way or another. Many of them are restaurant owners. Many of them are retailers. Others are produce and farmers. As you imagine, or as you know, there's a whole variety of people, places, and businesses that impact the quality of food that's available, not only here in Southern Arizona, but across the country. And the attainable opportunities for access to good food, healthy food, fresh food, all of those present opportunities and challenges. Tell us a little bit about to what level, maybe just a little teaser on how the folks, not only in your organization, but the residents at your different properties might have access to fresh food.
So we are, food and food insecurity is a big hurdle for a lot of individuals that are recovering from being unhoused or underhoused. So it is one of the services that we make sure we have with our healthy home market and providing fresh produce, fresh grains. This is again a partnership. And of course, this little thing called community gardening, a big, big piece of making sure that people are able to provide themselves sustainable, healthy foods.
That's fantastic. You know, the Healthy Home Market, is that an ongoing program that happens quarterly, monthly, weekly? How does that work in your organization?
Absolutely. It's called Your Healthy Home Market. It's a partnership that we are able to provide fresh produce at all three of our properties. Once a month, we rotate through the properties, and then we also host one for our community housing participants. The great thing about it is people get to come down, socialize, shop, like they're at a marketplace, pick what they want, utilize it. It is fresh. Thanks to our friends at Gap Ministries, we're able to pick up the fresh produce, vitamins, breads, grains, dairy items, and put things in people's hands that they may not otherwise be able to pick up when they are at the grocery store because their income is fixed or limited.
That's fantastic. Sounds like you're giving lots of opportunity also for people to maybe learn how to cook and get creative with their own meals.
Absolutely.
And we'll be heading into a break here shortly, but I'd love to explore that when we come back. You are listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI 10:30 a.m. The Voice, Tucson's only live local news and talk. And welcome back to Jump in Tucson. This is Lydia Aranda, guest hosting today for Grant Krueger. And our guest today is Carolyn Gorst of Compass Affordable Housing. Carolyn, thank you again for being here this morning. We were just talking right before the break in our last segment about the role of food, the role of markets, the role of healthy and available choices for the residents, not only of the different facilities and properties of Compass, but really for the community at large. Let's continue that conversation. You were speaking a little bit about the healthy home markets and the fact that they are on site once a month at each of the different properties, which means that actually every week you and your team are busy hosting that, putting that on together with Gap Ministries and other partners. Tell us a little bit more about how that happens. What day of the week does that occur?
Absolutely. So every Tuesday, we are one of several organizations that Gap Ministry partners with to provide the fresh produce. And this is a fantastic opportunity for us to put it directly in the hands very quickly of our people in our community who do need it most, so that food doesn't go to waste, so that people are getting healthier options that they can build meals around. Our Healthy Home Market allows the residents of our communities to come down and have a shopping experience without there being any exchange of money. They get to shop for free. They get to choose the items that they want. And we've built the, because health and food are so tightly connected. You sure. and I have talked about this many times.
Sure.
It's important to for people to also know how to use the healthy food. So when we have bok choy, fresh bok choy, great for stir fry, but if you've never used it before, making recipes available. So we have our team puts together recipes, nutritional information, so that people are comfortable trying new foods, exploring new recipes. We also get to partner with different community partners and mm-hmm. organizations to talk about food as health, food as medicine, food, nutrition, and the beautiful history of the cuisine of the South, our unique culture that's built around food.
Sure. Here being Tucson, of course, for any listeners yes. who may not be aware, we have the UNESCO City of Gastronomy that is unique, the only city in Arizona, and I believe unique to the Southwest right. region as a whole. So that's exciting. And what that means is there are a lot of opportunities to also learn from those who have made their career paths and are experts in the field. Maybe it's not so intimidating to actually have to cook the bok choy, even though it might be looking a little intimidating. It's kind of big and leafy and people may not know exactly what to do with it. And that's okay. That's where the opportunity of sharing and mentoring and teaching comes in. You know, you said food as medicine, and you and I have indeed had that conversation many times where there are lots of opportunities to tap into more holistic, more natural mm-hmm. products and approaches to help our bodies, our families, ourselves be our best self, be our most healthy in the way that our bodies are able to handle. Doesn't mean Western medicine doesn't have a role there, but having on either side just one and not the other could be troubling. And so with that, anytime we're able to help teach, and I love the fact that Compass has not only individuals who are living in your facilities and who are residents and who are part of your community and the bigger community as a whole, but there are many families that are mm-hmm. there, which means there are children, and children may be wanting to learn the exciting part about cooking, maybe being a chef. And are there cooking classes that are available, or do you team up with different groups that might allow some different, you know, trials and tips and tricks, things like that?
Yeah, one of the cool things that one of the organizations we get to partner with is, of course, the University of Arizona Garden Kitchen. And they've come out and done these wonderful demonstrations. During the fall, they did this fabulous demonstration about using pumpkin.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, we all think pumpkin pie, pumpkin bread, but they actually made pumpkin smoothies. All of us know about our pumpkin spice lattes. but to see pumpkin be so versatile and be able to use in different ways, and being able to partner with organizations and educational organizations like our Garden Kitchen and showing people how to use items that they may not normally use in their everyday cooking, and giving them the opportunity to explore new recipes and explore new uses, I think also adds to the quality of life that people can then enjoy. And like you said, having the kids be able to participate is a big part of it.
Sure, lots of fun. I remember as a kid, my brother and I would cook often, and we learned a lot, not only from my aunts and my grandmothers, who were fabulous, fabulous cooks, but also, well, we were of the era, I'm going to date myself, you know, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood and Sesame Street and the Electric Company, but there were often little things and other kinds of PBS public TV shows. And of course, the fabulous Julia Child, but that was a little bit above our pay grade, especially as kids. Lots of fun can happen with food, and at the same time can be one of our best tools. tell me how, for those listeners who are out there and want to know how to get involved or maybe come and observe or maybe volunteer as a trainer or a teacher or have a workshop, would their best bet be to get in touch with you to find out how to make that happen? And are there other activities they might come and volunteer at?
Absolutely. We are always looking for volunteers to help us out at our Healthy Home Market. We are expanding to do more nutrition classes, more classes around cooking, cooking demonstrations. We built our resident services, our tenant services program around the idea that each quarter we want to add a building block for healthy lifestyles so that there is a full holistic approach to building a strong foundation for people to succeed in life. And so we have many different opportunities to volunteer. One big opportunity coming up this week is we are doing our community garden.
Oh, wow.
I mentioned earlier, community gardens are a big part of helping to address the food scarcity or to address the needs in food deserts. So being able to build a community garden, we have a community garden at two of our properties, and then being able to have volunteers come in and work with the residents, the tenants, and the staff to see that community garden and get it ready for the next planting season, I think is a great community builder. It shows again how neighbors helping neighbors, community helping community, all can work together.
Sure. The mindfulness of that strikes me in the attention to not just having access to the fresh foods, not just having access to maybe a class or a workshop or an opportunity to help address some myth busting so that people understand truly the value of spices, the value of seasonings, what can blend with what and all of that. But also the mindfulness that if folks get to actually not just be a student, not just be, listening to a lecture, but following along and then that real tactical journey experience of gardening. Mm-hmm. I can't say that I have a green thumb, but it's always very rewarding to have plants that not only survive but thrive and to really understand how to grow fruits and vegetables, how to cultivate an herb garden. That could probably be for anyone who is really open to it, can possibly find joy and satisfaction in ways that they never even knew. So
absolutely,
what a fabulous opportunity. I think also looking at, I love what you said about different experts, different community organizations, different educational institutions might have classes to offer, and taking that first step on site, but outdoors, or on site, on one of the sites that may not be the tenant's home site. Mm-hmm. Those little experiences help to build the confidence again on how to navigate coming and going, how to perhaps have more self-confidence in attending a class or whatever it might be, and ultimately impacting their own workforce career.
Absolutely. I think having as many opportunities to explore hobbies, to develop hobbies can turn into skills that can lead to careers, jobs, employment.
Sure.
It all works together.
And such a time. We need that everywhere, not just here in Tucson, but really all around our state and country. Communities are going through an upheaval, and public agencies are finding some restrictions and challenges on how to support. So the more we can be collaborative, we can really create that new change, that development that creates pathways for all of us. I think that as we move in to our next segment, we're going to plant some seeds on that theme of food. And we are going to be able to talk a little bit more now when we come back after the break about the different organizations that also may have some need for us to come together around food and to see what they have to offer. So with that, I think we will be back after a word from our great sponsors with the second half of the show. This is KVOI 1030 AM The Voice, Tucson's only live local news and talk You are listening to Jump In Tucson. And welcome back to Jump In Tucson. This is Lydia Aranda, guest host today for Grant Krueger. We're continuing with our fabulous guest this morning, Carolyn Gorst of Compass Affordable Housing, and we have been talking about food in community. Carolyn, thanks again for being here this morning and sharing so much valuable information, not only on what Compass is doing with its own tenant services and resident opportunities, but how this connects into the greater need across our community for food, for home stability, for workforce opportunities. And it seems that all of these are great ingredients for a recipe for more success, more holistic stability. Let's continue where we were. You were mentioning some great things, not only the Your Healthy Home Market initiative that happens at all of the properties, and correct me if I'm wrong, that's every Tuesday at a different property, and you always are welcome to volunteers, whether those are from corporations or businesses or individuals that just want to come out and help. And so if someone wants to volunteer at Your Healthy Home Market on a Tuesday, how would they contact you to find out more?
They can go onto our website at www.compassaffordablehousing.org, or they are welcome to email me at cgorst, G-O-R-S-T, at compassaffordablehousing.org.
There you go. Now that's all spelled out,
compassaffordablehousing.org.
Okay, so all of you listeners, if you have an interest or you even want to have your students or kids get out and help, all ages, so long as if folks are underage, they are accompanied by an adult.
Okay.
So they can come out and help help you load things up, pack things up, point people in the right direction. How wonderful. Thank you. Let's get some volunteers out there for you. And also, you mentioned the Community Garden Project, which sounds like just such a wonderful opportunity. Tell us again, that's happening later this week, isn't it?
It absolutely is, this Friday, the 19th. If you want to come get your hands dirty, we're doing our semi-annual replanting of the gardens. And this will be at our Alvord Court Apartments. Again, you're welcome to reach out to me directly. You can shoot me an email or shoot me a text at 520-403-0799. We'd love to have you come play in the dirt with us and get the garden ready for another great harvest.
Oh, that sounds like lots of fun. And tell us again, which facility is that?
That is our Alvord Court apartment complex.
Cross streets on that one.
That one is on our 6th Avenue.
So. Okay. Great. Well, that sounds like lots of fun. We will probably see some folks out there. And while the weather, although it's been getting pretty warm, it's still a pretty good time
to do it.
We're
hoping for a nice day, right?
And get out there and help plant some seeds and grow some gardens. You know, none of this happens without partnership and collaboration, whether that be from donors, whether that be from government grants, federal and local, but also from the staff and the teams that you have. And I'm going to venture to guess that your board of directors is pretty active as well.
We have a wonderful board of directors. And you're absolutely right, Lydia. What we do isn't done in a bubble. We're very lucky that we have a history of working collaboratively with other fantastic organizations. We grew out of a partnership with Primavera. We still work with our Primavera, FHR, La Frontera, and we have a couple really exciting partnerships going right now with Casa Maria Tucson.
Wonderful.
And Sister Jose. And our Healthy Home Market also is able to provide food distribution to both of those organizations, as well as the Pep Tech High School.
Oh, wow.
So giving to the community, making sure that people are getting their necessities in their hands so that they can start building sustainable, healthy lives and long-term stability, I think is a journey we have to go on arm in arm together, that many of us partner together to make that happen.
That's the way to create social impact and collaborative social impact, is to really be mindful about the different partnerships or alliances that can happen in a strategic way, mm-hmm. in a meaningful way, in a respectful way that help fill any gaps that might be otherwise left open. And, you know, you mentioned Sister Jose, and just yesterday on Tuesday with Ted Maxwell's engagement hour, the Sister Jose leaders were on and speaking a lot, not only about their own organization's mission, but I do recall some of the commentary that said, while providing a meal, providing a bed, providing mm-hmm. some help is important, it goes much, much more beyond just that meal or just that bed. It is about treating the whole person with dignity, and it sounds like Compass is right on track with thinking about the real impact that food and longer-term opportunities, resources have to create a sustainable journey, not just a short-term fix, which these days, you know, lots of folks are at different places in their
Absolutely.
Journey. So it sounds like there is room for all in coming to get help or guidance.
Absolutely. And I think it's important that, you know, to mention that when we talk about creating long-term stability, the housing, providing a stable, safe, affordable house or housing is the first step. You then have to have those, as we say, the upper floors that you have to build up so that people can grow and hit each level. They are able to have access to healthy foods. They are able to have access to health care. They're able to understand their skill sets and where they can be a part of society. They can receive the assistance they need to overcome barriers that might be in their way that prevent them from achieving the goals that they want to achieve for themselves or their families, making sure their children are, that families are reunified and children are in education and receiving those critical skills they need to get into their future success well. So it all layers in together. It's not just a one size fits all.
That's wonderful. And that is so needed. To be able to meet people where they are means also trying to assess where in their various layers they may be sitting.
Exactly.
It doesn't have to be complicated, but it sure can be complex in the sense of many pieces, many parts, and being able to just look at that and say which part not only is a low-hanging fruit of mm-hmm. of perhaps quick attention, but is that also the best first step?
Yes.
Sometimes putting folks or helping guide them as a resource provider and a service provider, when we think we want to put them into a program, let's say, or to assign them to an initiative, we first have to listen to see, are they even ready to step in? Technology being a beautiful thing and one of the best examples, we are surrounded by technology. Probably all of us understand pretty well how to use our mobile phones and other mobile devices. But that doesn't mean we've mastered how
right.
to perhaps use that device in the best way for us. So we always need to have someone alongside us, somebody else where we can ask a question. And I would venture to guess from my past experience in nonprofits and in service provision, as well as listening to what you're talking about and having worked with you in the past, I would imagine that there's a constant reassessment of whether people are ready for a new blanket initiative or whether we have to build in sort of beginner phases and then more moderate phases, and then expert phases. Even
Absolutely.
If, even for using perhaps a tablet in their home for telehealth or teleordering mm-hmm. Kinds of services.
Being able to know to actually meet the person where they are, having that intensive one-to-one management piece, interviewing piece, where you understand what their needs are, where they are coming from, what their fears and hurdles are, so that we can then help them navigate it. It's almost like putting a boat, a little paper boat on a river, and you don't want it just to float down the river being blown by every wind that comes around.
Sure.
You need to have some guidance to it.
A rudder
now
and then is helpful.
Yes, a rudder to help it hit the port, right?
That's fantastic. And I just get so excited when I hear you and Marianne and others in the team over at Compass really exploring not only ways to keep what has worked in the past relevant today, but then being ready to receive something new, something unanticipated. We've certainly in the community everywhere have learned to now expect the unexpected. The pandemic sure showed us a lot and taught us a lot, and many of us were not ready for that, and many of us were, and we were able to kind of come together and overcome. But we shouldn't let that lesson deter us. While there may or may not, you know, ever be a world pandemic again, I think the lesson that was learned is, how do we always keep room in our organizational plan, in our team's mind and time availability, to have a little piece available to say, what could we create? And even if it's not out of a challenge in a negative way, let's be thinking about what could we create to be proactive, to be more inclusive. What are we missing because we haven't had time to imagine lately? And I would say that with food, we get that opportunity. So as we come back and as we exit, right now, speaking about creativity, you're going to hear a little piece of music called Dancing With You, and we'll tell you more about it at the when we return. And welcome back to Jump in Tucson. This is Lydia Aranda, guest hosting today for Grant Krueger. And we are so excited. If you have been listening today, our fabulous guest has been Carolyn Gorst, Director of Community Engagement for Compass Affordable Housing, and a very active community leader, community participant, and advocate for families and youth. And that musical piece that you may have heard as we exited our last segment and came back in is an original composition by Mr. A.C. Hampton Sr., who's also here in Tucson, and he calls that piece Dancing With You. We like it, and we were having a little dancing going on here in our studio because of the groove and the different instruments coming together, and we liken it to recipes or cooking or perhaps putting a shopping list together and exploring at leisure a fresh food market, a farmer's market, a produce market, or any of the kinds of food explorations we've been talking about today. So thank you, AC Hampton. We really love what you're doing, AC, and I know that you have been, if you're listening out there, you have been composing music and working closely with your church and band and music and putting together, I believe it's called Delicious Rhythms. So at a future segment, in a future show, we'll love to hear more about that. So Carolyn, what did you think about that composition? I know you were dancing with me a little bit.
We were dancing. We were getting our groove on. Isn't it great how music, much like recipes and food, it's that comfort that we seek as human beings, and it's that part of us that we crave, right? We crave our favorite foods, we crave our favorite music, we become addicted to certain types of music in the best of ways, the best of addictions. And, you know, our chocolate, can't go without my dark chocolate and my coffee.
That's right, that's
right. Need a little groove going to go with that, so thought it was a fabulous piece.
Well, I think it speaks to the creativity, and we were talking earlier about some of the opportunities that happen in your tenant services and in the programs that are offered not only at Compass Affordable Housing, but with those partners like Casa Maria, like Gap Ministries, like even the private companies like Toefl Dent and others who serve for many years on the board of Compass and other organizations and who bring their expertise. Whether it's architecture, building, there are other partners out there who come from the finance world who are thinking creatively when they're listening to their customers or their business clients on how to put the right kind of package together. So creativity and imagining and being aware of other resources really allows us to put a whole meal together, if you will, to meet the tastes and nutrition needs of the consumers and the families in our community. What else could we be doing with food? What comes to mind when you're thinking about perhaps the students? I know you and I often talk about education and its role. It can be formal at the university, at the community college level, certainly in the high schools, and it can be informal with creating and designing new opportunities and new places where the teaching can happen. It doesn't always have to happen in a classroom, I guess I'm saying. Would you agree with that?
I agree with that. I'm so glad you brought that up. So one of the things that we see is that the opportunity for people to realize what having a passion for what you do makes you get up every morning. Mm-hmm. It motivates you to build a life for yourself that is a life of enjoyment. You know, my grandmother used to say, if you do what you love, you never work a day in your life.
Isn't
I think we've all
true?
Heard that, right? And one of the things that we see at Compass is that so many of the households and individuals we work with, they have gotten lost. They've lost what their, you know, what is their passion. Life has thrown some fastballs, curveballs, and hardballs at them.
Sure.
And they're just trying to get through daily survival. Being able to build a program that will allow people to learn more about skilled trades and the trades that they can go into, jobs that can become careers, I think is a big piece of that. We recently had two of our tenants graduate from the Gap Ministry Culinary Program.
Wonderful.
That fantastic program. And we're working with several other organizations and businesses to build out a kitchen training program, because we see that as the next step in the future, the building hospitality culinary arts training so that people can start pursuing their passion in this beautiful city that is so connected to the gastro economy.
Yes, absolutely. Well, that sounds very exciting, and congratulations to those who just finished up that program. Yeah. And let's hope that they are on their path. And that we can continue to help point them to the resources they may need, or other mentors and apprenticeships even.
Exactly.
Where they can start building that up. We are going to be coming to the close of our show here, and I just want to thank you again, Carolyn Gorse, Director of Community Engagement for Compass Affordable Housing, but so much more. You are truly an inspiration and leader in community. Thank you to you and your whole organization for joining us today in Jump in Tucson. And we hope to continue this conversation quite a bit more. I want to also thank you, the listeners, and please know that coming up on Monday is our University of Arizona Wonder Show. Ted Maxwell hosts on Tuesday. Grant Kruger will be back again on Wednesday, and Tom Moulton on Thursday. And we will wrap up next week with Dr. Ed Ackerley on Friday. Jump in Tucson. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day.